T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If you got your popcorn ready. On three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Good morning, and we continue into our number two, Sports Daily. Good to have you with us, Shane and Bruce. Chad Chambers producing as we finish out the week on a Friday edition. Shane, it looks like NASCAR may well end up being, I don't know, the first sport to welcome fans back, at least in some capacity. Boy, yeah, when NASCAR hits the ground, they hit it running, don't they?
I'm trying to see when they go to Texas. It's not till July 18th, but Texas is one of the first states that's like, if we want to have sporting events here,
yeah,
we
you can
do
come
it.
Back and do
some,
it.
Some sure. capacity, yeah. July Saturday the 18th to Sunday the 19th is a little trio of races when they go to Texas, the Xfinity, the trucks, and then the Cup. But yeah, I think so. And even if it were sooner than that, I think maybe NASCAR would be ahead of everybody else. I still happen to think they are anyway, as far as, and I haven't seen any of the numbers, but as far as it translating on TV seamlessly, like you and I have talked about a couple times before, once the race starts, you know, the cameras rarely pan into the stands anyway. And plus the roar of those 40 cars pretty much would drown out any crowd noise anyway. And I know you and I both have been to a NASCAR race. You can't hear anything except for those cars anyway. Even when
no, it's all you can hear.
Crowd's going nuts. Yeah. It's just a constant roar.
It's all you can hear.
Yeah. Yeah. So – they've announced NASCAR has next installment in returning to racing schedule, and really the only thing you need to know if you're a gearhead is what channel to find it on. It'll bounce around between Fox Sports 1, Fox, NBC will jump into the fray a little bit weekend of the 4th of July. The Indy Cup race and the Xfinity race will be on NBC, but pretty much all the rest of them will be on Fox Sports 1 or the Fox Family of Networks, and that'll take you through August 2nd. The race weekend in Kansas, or Kansas City, is Friday, July 24th, Saturday, July 25th. So for those interested in Kansas Speedway, just a note here before we move on, Xfinity Series race at Kentucky Speedway, realigned from the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and Kansas Speedway, the 24th, realigned from the Chicagoland Speedway. So they've kind of done a little adjusting. And I don't know if it was different on any of your NASCAR calendars, but Friday the 24th, Saturday the 25th, Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and Kansas at the very end of July. All right, some more good news as we try to keep that going. Golf. You need to get back to the golf schedule. It's set to return for what should be a, well, month, year and 3 month run after a 3 month pause. No guarantee that PGA Tour's plan for testing players will keep the coronavirus from spreading among tour pros, of course, because you have international players, but there will be an attempt to return. And I guess to your question, Bruce, about, you know, NASCAR fans in the stands, aren't they going to Texas here in a couple of weeks? The Charles Schwab,
yes.
I think, So I'd be interested to see if fans are allowed to go to that golf tournament. Oh, yeah, Colonial, June 11th. Not this weekend, but next. So the Charles Schwab Challenge will keep you posted on it.
I think I would be surprised if fans are allowed for that. I don't know.
And that's a social distancing sport if you're smart about it.
You're right. Yeah. And you would think that you would have people that would be that would line up in an orderly fashion to do it too. I mean, you know what? Does that make any sense?
Sure.
Like if there's going to be a group of fans that actually practice it and are instructed to do it and can practice it, you would think it would be golf fans.
And could the powers that be that run this tournament in Fort Worth, would they be allowed the power to enforce social distancing rules? And I know you can't make the patrons or the fans sign waivers necessarily, but it's like, can it be understood that if you step out of line, we reserve the right to remove your privileges to be here? Too much?
Or
you know what? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
here?
It's let's
all behave. We're glad that you're here, but if we see you, you know, violating any of these guidelines or suggestions, and then the state of Texas may be, you know, far ahead of the rest of us, that look, let's have cooler heads prevail here before you guys all turn into, you know, a big mob group around the green, which is violating social distancing rules. I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud and making sure that the fans don't abuse the privilege of being there. But there's no guarantee that there'll be anybody in there anyway. I'm just throwing out a hypothetical. I mean, I guess here's the downside of this golf schedule, for example. No more pro-ams, no hospitality tents, no party holes. You know, that's kind of reserved for Phoenix back in February anyway. But what's the Wichita Open going to look like in September? That's a long way from here.
Yeah, it sure is.
But can we – man, wouldn't that be something? If we can get back to the party hole at 17 after all of what we've been through.
Well, that would kind of be taking – I mean, that would be –
That'd be a very, very lofty goal. I get it.
Yes.
But if we got the COVID numbers down and the July, August, we got 3 full months.
Over 3 months.
We got 3 full months to squash this enough where fans can come back and the Wichita Open can remain one of the most popular stops on the Corn Ferry Tour. Something worth hoping
about.
Well,
that would be something. It would be something. That would be a fantastic effort. Don't know. Right now, I would be maybe not even cautiously.
You don't even have to answer it right now, but just think about it 3 months from now, you know?
Sure.
And here's the other thing, too, that, knock on wood, this is no guarantee being in Wichita, there's a chance that it might not just be stiflingly hot as hell in September versus, you know, when we normally have to do it, which is not quite right now, but pretty close, you know, late June. And it's been in the dead of summer over the years that it got moved back just last year or the year before to make it a little more bearable. But anyway.
Well, we can hope for the best, and that's where we're at right now, hoping for the best.
August 6th through the 9th, PGA Championship, September 17th through the 20th, U.S. Open. This is the big boys we're talking about now. And November 12th through the 15th, Masters. More scheduling to keep in mind when it comes to professional golf. But the Charles Schwab in Fort Worth scheduled to go off not this weekend, but next weekend.
How weird will it be watching the Masters without the azaleas in bloom?
Well, I'm looking forward to what Augusta looks like in November anyway. You know, win some, lose some. Wearing sweaters, you know, windbreakers, jackets, whatever. This is going to take some getting used to all the way around, all of it. And I don't mind it. As long as we're... everybody's making concessions here, and everybody's taking some hits here, which brings us back to baseball. Which shouldn't, you know, we should just stop talking about Major League Baseball. It's jerks. Well, and yeah, pick a side. I don't care who you're for or against. This bad optics at the very least.
Baseball is clumsy right now. That might be the nicest thing that you could say about baseball right now. Was it just in the promo with Golic? Stop talking about your money in a time and in a day and an age when 40 million people are out of work and businesses are closing down and all. I mean, it's just so tone deaf. There's nothing that we can say right now short of them announcing. In fact, I really probably don't want to hear about baseball again until someone's telling me that they've got an agreement and they're ready to go. I don't care about the back and forth. I don't want to hear about we turned this down or this is what we've offered. I don't care. I don't play it out anymore publicly. Which of course they will.
So if Major League Baseball rejected the 114 game offer and didn't issue a counter offer, what am I missing? What does that mean? Like, are we just...
We got to figure out a way to get to 82 on the prorated.
Well, okay, the owners said they wanted maybe as short as 50 or 60 games.
Right. Players don't want that.
Okay, well, are we done here?
You know what? If they're done there, then fine, we'll move on.
Man, it's hard. In addition to stomach the hearing this play out in the media, this is getting hard to fathom that they're both so dug in. I know we've talked about this, but like, can't.
Well, they always are. I mean,
maybe this is the first time in a long time we really paid attention to their
contentious relationship. Yeah, I mean, when was the last time there was a smooth negotiation on a new CBA between the owners and players in Major League Baseball? There have been smoother negotiations.
I guess the difference is, though, this is a season versus not a season without a lockout. So, optically, it looks like, how bad do you want to play? You know, that's kind of the bottom line for the baseball fan. That's what we're left to wonder. How bad do you guys want to play? And I've seen players tweet out, you know, that, hey, don't – I understand your frustration, but we want to play bad. I saw Whit Merrifield tweet that a day or so ago.
Yeah, he did. You're
right. We want to play. We want to play really bad. And this is what's so trying about fans – passionate, rabid, or otherwise, that's what we can't help but have creep into our minds. Like, well, how bad do you guys really want to play?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I happen to think 50 or 60 is too short, but I think it's the best we can do right now. And
it may very well be.
But nobody's really talking right now because there's no counter proposal, and that's what the owners – quote-unquote suggested. There's no real hard and fast number that we've seen, but we have seen the 114 game offer from the players. But so that's where we are. Off the field, there's yet another issue with a white athlete and making comments on a text from quite a while ago. I'm not exactly sure. Let me dig this up. Bills draftee and quarterback Jake Fromm, there was a leaked text that he was talking about only elite white people should be able to get guns. This was in a private text message shared by a public Twitter account just after midnight yesterday. Fromm said that guns are good in one message, which was followed by another message that said, just make them very expensive so only elite white people can get them. Ha ha.
Elite? white people.
Not surprisingly,
what the hell does that even mean?
He has since apologized. The date on the text message was a year ago, March. Not that that's important. In related news,
It might be a little better if it was 7 years ago, March.
True.
I mean, you know, maybe he would have, you know, grown up a little bit and gained some maturity and some focus, you know, some instead of, you know, it obviously being the way that he has been thinking pretty recently. Just elite white people. God.
He has since apologized. Shocker.
Thanks.
And you know who else apologized again? Is Drew Brees. Mm-hmm. He took to Instagram, and after the apology that he made, he videoed another one. In wanting people to see him live. Well, not live, but look in his eyes and see how truly sorry he was. So he is... not only backtracked and apologized, he's made two apologies after receiving backlash from many, many players in the NFL, including people on his own team, Michael Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Alvin Kamara. One thing I noticed about Michael Thomas, and he can react however he wants to, that's certainly his right, and I 100% believe that he was offended by what Drew Brees said about kneeling for the anthem. But if you're gonna, don't get vague on Twitter, okay? At the guy. Everybody's got a Twitter account.
Right.
And Mike Thomas didn't do that. If you didn't know what was said by Drew Brees, you wouldn't have any idea what Mike Thomas was talking about. But if you're in the Twitter community and you have a pulse, you get it, you know, because things are trending. And there were more than a couple people that made comments that were assumingly about Drew's comments on the flag. And I don't know if Richard Sherman did it either or two, but I know Michael Thomas never really added him. And then after Brees apologized, Thomas wrote a tweet that didn't at Drew Brees, but talked about a teammate of mine. You know, so it was inferred that you had to know who he was talking about. I don't know. It's something.
Did you see
something
the? Did you see the hashtag Stronger Together video that elements of the NFL? It was extremely well done. Very strong message. Patrick Mahomes was a part of it. The Honey Badger was a part of it. Saquon Barkley was a part of it. But if you haven't seen it, you just go to Patrick Mahomes' Twitter page and take a look. It's about a minute and a half video about just the message from NFL players as it relates to protesting and other things that I think is very interesting take. And it's right there on Patrick Mahomes' Twitter feed. You can find it.
All right.
Pretty easy. It is powerful.
All right. There you have it. There's the very latest on some headlines for around the world of sports. So when we come back, speaking of Drew Brees, I want to bring up a guy who for a long time has really been a not only a powerful voice but a sensible voice, and a guy that's not short on opinions but never shouts you down and always seemingly has a really level head. And can we get this guy to run for office? And I'm serious. I'm talking about Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame coach, who had some comments about Drew Brees' comments. And this isn't the first time that he has brought this back to a human level. Mm-hmm. Versus black versus white. And Tony Dungy happens to be black. We'll talk about his comments and what can we do to get Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy to run for office, because God forbid you make sense and have a level head, because he always seems to. Tony Dungy talking when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.